Joshua chapter 3. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host. And they commanded the people, saying,
When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests the Levites bearing it, then you shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go, for ye have not passed this way heretofore.
And Joshua said unto the people,
Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you.
And Joshua spake unto the priests, saying,
Take up the Ark of the Covenant, and pass over before the people.
And they took up the Ark of the Covenant and went before the people. And the Lord said unto Joshua,
This day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And thou shalt command the priests that bear the Ark of the Covenant, saying, When ye are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan.
And Joshua said unto the children of Israel,
Come hither, and hear the words of the Lord your God.
And Joshua said,
Hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Hivites, and the Perizzites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Jebusites. Behold, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth passeth over before you into Jordan. Now therefore take you 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon an heap.
And it came to pass, when the people removed from their tents to pass over Jordan, and the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people, and as they that bear the Ark were come into Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the Ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overfloweth all his banks all the time of harvest, that the waters which came down from above stood and rose up upon an heap, very far from the city Adam that is beside Zaratan. And those that came down toward the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, failed and were cut off. And the people passed over right against Jericho. And the priests that bear the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan. And all the Israelites passed over on dry ground, until all the people were passed clean over Jordan.
Okay, we're going to be talking today about baptism. Let's go ahead and pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation, but continue towards your Son. And I just ask for any sister that's listening that this brings about clarity for her so she can see very clearly. Just that the lights go on so that she can advance your will and follow through completely with what it is you're trying, that is your will in her life. So that we as a body of Christ may bear just immeasurable fruit for your glory and also too for her safekeeping and overcoming with the things to come. Ask all these prayers, you Father, your Son, Jesus' name. And also too for confusion for her also too, so she doesn't get confused and deceived. Ask all these prayers, you Father, your Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I'm going to start off with, this is Luke chapter 12, verse 50. This is Jesus speaking. He says, But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how straitened. How am I straitened till it be accomplished? Really important. The way he says straightened until it is accomplished, because it's sometimes a very hard thing to go through. Scripture talks about a water baptism, okay, that most people are familiar with, okay. which Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, right? But then he talks about another baptism right there. He's speaking. This is after he had that baptism already. He's talking about the cross, okay? What I'm trying to, hoping to do with this teaching is help any sister who is going through a baptism know what's going on, okay? Because going through a baptism can be very hard, okay? There's a very real death that takes place when you go through a baptism. I'm not talking about the baptism that's like physical, okay, where you do get baptized, you go under the water, then out of the water, okay? I'm talking about a spiritual baptism that takes place, okay, where the Lord, okay, brings, just like Christ, how he says I have a baptism to be baptized with, where the Holy Spirit brings it upon your life, okay? And he's going to cleanse and remove, okay, everything that's not of him, okay? And then also bring you through it by faith, okay? And then when you come through by faith, it's just like how when you're baptized and the old man goes under the water, new man comes up. It's the same thing with you, okay? And with areas of your life, okay? So you go through this baptism, and it's spiritual. It's not. I'm not talking about a physical baptism where you go under physical water here in like this place, in this world. It's spiritual, okay? So you're going through a process where it's very extremely, every time I've seen it anyways, extremely difficult, oftentimes painful, to be honest with you. Just like Christ says, he has a baptism to be baptized with, like the cross. Painful, okay? Trial. But the Holy Spirit's telling you to keep going. Everything's going to be okay. And you're dying daily, okay? And he's letting you know he's going to raise it from the dead, okay? Or he's going to raise something from the dead or bring about something brand new. When I've seen it mostly, it's having things that seem like they're dead, okay? Where you're dependent upon something, you need something, there's something in your life, something's going on, and all of a sudden it just goes haywire. It's like really bad, and it seems dead, okay? And then, but he's leading you, okay, to continue going by faith that it will be okay and it will be resurrected, just like Christ, okay, with the cross, okay? Just like Christ with the cross, it could be sin, okay? For example, Jesus died on the cross, right, putting to death, okay, our sin nature in his flesh, okay? So that could be brought on through an open door of sin where it seems like all of a sudden everything's dead, okay? And the Holy Spirit's leading you to come through and keep going and have it raised from the dead. Repent, of course, okay? But keep going and have it raised and have this raised from the dead. I'm saying this because I've seen the baptism for my own self, my own life. I was both baptized physically, but then I got a baptism, okay, where I went through a really hard trial and was completely transformed, okay? This is pretty much how, because I got saved and had a physical baptism, okay? But I wasn't the woman you're listening to right now. Nothing like her. Okay, I still believed. I still, you know, I still received the Spirit, but I went through this baptism where I was just a really hard trial of suffering for a portion of time, and I came out totally different, okay? Just on fire for the Lord. Nothing mattered anymore but Christ. I was still, prior to that, very worldly, had my own dreams, my own ambitions, my own life. I still believed in everything, but there was a whole bunch of me, and then I went through this baptism and got the baptism of the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, where I was just different. I was just like, all that mattered, and all of a sudden, eternity was really real to me, and I just became on fire. That's one example for myself. So a baptism in my marriage, where Satan was allowed to enter in through sin, okay, and the thing was dead, divorced, okay, and it was the same thing. The Holy Spirit, you know, I had to repent, of course, but then also, too, the Holy Spirit led me to keep going through it by faith, believing that it'd be raised from the dead, and it was. We were remarried. I've seen baptisms with carnal objects that I use and depended upon, okay, my car, just like where it seems like Satan just is allowed to come and take something from me, okay? And I had to get through it by faith, okay? And then all of a sudden, everything's different when I get through to the other side. What I'm trying to explain is because if you're going through a trial where the Lord is baptizing something for you, once again, if Satan is allowed, because I've seen it in different ways, if Satan is allowed to come upon you because of sin, okay, you need to repent, of course, okay, but then also, too, he may come upon you simply through someone else's sin, okay, or he may come upon you just like, you know, with Jesus, with persecution, okay, and come upon you and claim stuff, okay, and take them from you, okay. It can happen in many different ways, but it's just like everything gets taken from you and it seems like things are dead and or something was stolen and Holy Spirit's leading you to keep going, okay, and overcome by faith, just like Christ, through the cross, okay? And the process, like I, you know, have already mentioned, can be very painful where you die, okay? There's a very literal death that takes place, okay? But he calls you to keep going and have it raised from the dead, and this is a very good thing. It's not bad. Even though it can look bad carnally, it's extremely good and extremely important because what ends up happening is just like how Christ went through the cross and was, and he says, I have a baptism to be baptized with, right? Now, because of what he did, right, we become born again and now we're not appointed to judgment through the power of the Holy Spirit, and we receive the Holy Spirit through what he did and eternal life, okay? It's the same basic concept when you go through a baptism and you come through the other side. Once again, like for yourself, okay, and for your own soul and for eternal life, but then also too, the areas of your life where the Lord does this, and you need to be aware that he may be doing this a lot. And if he does this a lot in your life, do not be discouraged. Actually, be thankful, okay? Because if he brings this in different areas of your life during times of judgment, okay, when the Lord is revealed in a situation, okay, there's another teaching that I'm not sure if it's up yet, but called Judgment that gets into detail about that, okay? But I want to stay on track here with this. But during times of judgment, okay, those areas, okay, of your life that have been baptized, okay, are rock solid and kept by the power of God. And they're the only thing, honestly, that I've seen that endures, okay? Because then when the judgment comes, okay, upon a situation, okay, with you and with your surroundings and with other people, you see things come crashing down left and right, okay? But just like Matthew 7:24, those things that are on that rock, okay, that have gone through that baptism are rock solid. So even though you go through this process that's extremely painful and difficult, okay, once you go through to the other side, okay, it after something has been baptized, and only God can do this, like you can't do it, okay? But I'm not talking about like getting your stuff and washing it with water. What I'm talking about is a real supernatural thing that's done by the Holy Spirit where a person moves either themselves or some areas of their lives, whatever it be, a job can be baptized. I don't know. It's just, you know, the Lord is infinite. So if there's anything according to his wisdom and will that can be baptized that person later on is going to be needing, okay? Because I've seen this. Or you need stuff. You get through to the other side and there's certain areas of your life where, you know, you need them to be strong because you see Satan coming and he's coming hard, okay? And it's of the flesh, okay? And if it hasn't been baptized, from what I've seen, if it had not been baptized, it would have been shredded to pieces by the devil, okay? Completely. So I've seen him do this as, for me anyways, as from the way I've seen it, as a form of, you know, when he's done it with areas of my life, he's done it and for protection, okay? More reasons than that, but I've seen that because he did that, when I go through these extreme trials where there's a lot of persecution or, you know, once again, judgment is revealed, I have that safety and that comfort of these areas in my life that have been baptized, and I don't have to be, I'm not afraid. I have like perfect comfort, and they come through and they're tested, and they come through rock solid. It just, it's kept supernaturally, you know, by his spirit, because when you go through a baptism, okay, you go through it, and what gets you through it is love, okay? There's a teaching that I have that's posted earlier talking about love that talks, gets into detail about that if you need, you know, more understanding on that. But that love pulls you through, like it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, okay, where you're going through a trial, okay, and the Holy Spirit pulls you through and transforms your heart and gives you a love for the Lord, okay, for Christ. And he pulls you through it by that, and then a love for others, okay? And he pulls you through it by that, okay? So then when it comes through, okay, and it's tested with fire, because it was for the Lord and it came through this baptism for him, by faith in him, it's fine, okay? It's fine. And you want to be aware of this, okay? Because I went through a series of trials where it was like everything was falling apart. Oh my goodness. And I just kept getting from the spirit that everything was okay, but it didn't look okay outwardly, okay? But it was, okay? And then by faith, I went through it, and the Holy Spirit taught me and brought me to understand that the Lord was moving upon me, because I was going through a lot of different trials and persecution, and he was preparing me, my family, just different areas of my life for that season, okay? And he did it by baptizing everything, and so I lost everything, but then I got it back by faith, and it was made rock solid, so that when I would enter into that time and that season, I'd be okay. Hopefully I'm explaining that well. And then this is John chapter 13, verse 10, it says, Jesus saith to him, he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet. He that is washed. Save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all. And he's talking about Judas. But that's when he's washing the feet of the apostles. And Simon says unto Simon Peter, saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. I've seen this, okay, where you don't want to lean onto your own understanding. If you see the Lord doing this, and you know you are, you know, and your heart is filled with the Spirit, and you're like, okay, and you want things baptized, and you're seeking it, you want to understand and just walk in the Spirit, that and be aware that I've seen the Lord do this where it was like he was preparing me, but he only baptized, it seemed like, certain foundational areas of things, okay, and the whole thing was fine, okay. So just having a spiritual mind on things like that, like how he says, you know, that you just need to clean their feet, and then they were, you know, like the script, the verse I just read, because I've seen that where I've gone through these, you know, trials, and I'm like, I'm wondering, I'm pondering to myself, I'm like, well, I only see him baptizing this area, what about the rest of it, and things like that. But it was that same type of, you know, response, just to trust in the Spirit, and not to lean onto my own understanding, and just know that he knows what he's doing, because it seems as if there's certain there's you know, just like he says with him, you know, he washes this part and then the whole thing is fine. And you see this again, this is Daniel chapter 2, talking about the image, you know, that Nebuchadnezzar sees, how it's hit at the feet, okay, and then the whole thing is destroyed. This is verse 34, it says, thou sawest till that image, till a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and brake them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them, and the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. So just once again, walking in the Spirit and understanding that if you see, you know, just like a portion of something being baptized, and just knowing that the Holy Spirit knows what He's doing, and trusting in Him, and walking in His Spirit, and just not being confused by that, okay? And then also, too, once again, I want to reiterate that when the baptism comes, okay, it can come through different areas, okay? I've seen it just come through sin. An open door where I had sin, okay, and then Satan enters in through that and destroys, or somebody else's sin, okay? But yet, I wasn't found to have any area that needed repentance. I was walking, you know, in righteousness, but He just used somebody else's sin, okay? Or something like that, or just something else. But so you can see these baptisms, this come, okay? Even if you are walking in the Word of God and are, you know, obeying Him, you know, and walking in His Spirit, or if, you know, you're found with those areas where you did need to repent. But because I've seen it both ways, so I just want to make that clear. So any sister understands, even if she is, you know, just because you don't want to be, you know, confused. If it, you know, you're like, why is this happening to me? You know what I mean? I'm obeying the Lord. I'm, you know, seeking His face continually, and I'm desiring to fulfill His will. But this is happening. Just be aware, okay, that it can come from, you know, indifferent. It can be brought upon a person in, you know, from different access points, I guess you could say. And then I've seen the baptisms take place sometimes twice, okay? From what I've seen, when something really needs to be, well, we just have to trust in the Lord. But you see that with the scripture, like the scripture I just played with Joshua, okay, and then the Red Sea, okay? So we know that Moses, right, he took the Israelites through the Red Sea. That's one baptism, okay, passing through the flood. Then you see it again here with Joshua, okay, where they part through the Jordan, okay, another baptism. You see this with Abraham, okay? First, he you know, his first major trial, right, is with Sarah to have Isaac. Then he has Isaac, okay? And then he is told to put him on the altar and sacrifice him, okay? So you want to be aware of that, because if you do go through a trial where you feel like, I came through and I was victorious, and then it's like, oh my goodness, it's back again. what's going on? I thought this was going to be over. You know what I mean? Just once again, turn to the Word of God and see these patterns, okay? And then another example of this is pretty much the whole globe. This is 2 Peter chapter 3, okay? Let's start at verse 4. It says, and saying, where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, okay? Whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished, okay? But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Super important, okay? So the world went in the water, right, Noah, okay? It was in the water, out of the water, then in the water again, okay? And this, okay, is we see this as the book of John chapter 19, okay, speaking about the crucifixion of Christ, okay? And it says, but when they came to Jesus and they saw that He was dead already, they break not His legs, but one of the soldiers with a spear pierced His side, and forthwith came there out blood and water, okay? And then you see here, this is 1 John chapter 5, starting at verse 6, it says, "This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is true. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one." On a side note, I need to tell you something, okay? When the Lord began to open my eyes to see in the Spirit, I see this water, okay, that's here, okay? And to any sister that's listening, okay, hear me. You need to fear God, okay? And you need to respect Him. And you need to seek Him with your whole heart, okay? Because I've seen this water, okay, and I've seen it actually move and culminate around a person, okay, during times of judgment, okay, where a person was being tested, okay, and it didn't happen immediately, but it came, okay. Now, this judgment was for the saving of that person's soul, okay, so that they would not be subject to that judgment eternally, okay? But when it came with force, unmovable, like an iron wall, okay? You need to respect, fear, and reverence God, okay? Hear what I'm saying to you, okay? And I'm going to give you quotes directly from Scripture, because there's a spirit here, okay, and this deception that somehow if you fear God, it's bad or something. I don't know. But that's not what the Bible says, okay? Let's take a look at, this is Revelation chapter 14, starting at verse 6. It says, "And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment is come, and worship Him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters." Okay? And this is the book of Acts, chapter 9, starting in verse 31, it says, "Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied." Okay? This is the gospel. Okay? You fear God. Okay, and then the Holy Spirit tells you, put all your trust in me. Okay, and you do, and you're comforted, and you have peace with God. That's the gospel. Okay, that's the gospel, ladies. Hear me. Don't be deceived, okay, by the lies that are in this place. Have your mind renewed and cleansed with the Word of God, because if you have this cheap grace way of thinking and living, okay? You need to be warned. When these times of judgment come, they do not budge. God is not like us, okay? I'm not saying that, okay? In harm, okay? And to worry any sister, I'm telling you that so you'll fear Him and seek Him with your whole heart and obey Him and not play with His grace and His mercy. I don't want to get off the subject, because that's a whole nother teaching, to be honest. But you need to know that, okay? Because when I saw this happen, it was for the saving of a person's soul. It was a good thing, but very bad here in this place to watch, and painful. and it doesn't budge. You have to know that about God. Okay? He's long-suffering, but just look at the Old Testament. He went through all this with Israel, but when it was done, it was done. Okay? All right? Carried off into Babylon. That's it. Okay? You read, okay? You read the book of Jeremiah. He's warning them. Don't, you know. Anyways, I don't want to get off the subject, but it's done, okay? All right? Once again, when I saw this happen, it was a good thing. It was for the saving of a person's soul, okay? So they would repent and take God seriously and then walk in what? The fear of God and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Extremely important, okay? It was a good thing, but you need to know that, okay? And you need to know you are going to be ready for a fight, okay? Against who? Honestly, the lukewarm church, to be honest with you, okay? All right? And the falling away, okay? The lies that people believe. Because when you do start walking in the fear of God and the comfort of the Holy Spirit, you become salty, okay? Real salt, real light, okay? And you're going to have persecution, okay? People are going to come against you. All that live godly will suffer persecution in Christ Jesus, okay? But let me tell you this much. Don't worry about what anybody thinks or anybody says to you. What? I'm going to tell you exactly what Jesus says. This is Luke chapter 12. Let's start at verse 4. It says, "And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him." Jesus Christ is telling you to fear God. Do it, okay? It's not a bad thing, okay? It's a good thing, okay? He's God. You fear, reverence, and respect him, okay? I'll tell you the truth. Terrifying. But what? Okay. Why? Because I'll tell you the truth. Not because of the Holy Spirit comforts me, but I'm just going to tell you the truth. From what I've seen him do, okay? All right? As a servant of the Lord, as I've watched him work in situations, it's terrifying. Okay? It's terrifying. I'll be honest with you, because I see that man has no ability to even see the nose on their face if God doesn't bless them with the ability to see it, okay? And if they're proud, okay, and disrespectful, they can fall flat on their face and have everything destroyed, okay? And the part that terrifies me is they won't even know what happened. Okay? Until God is merciful and reveals it to them. Like, he's so full of power, okay? And you have no ability, okay, to do anything if he has not given it to you. Okay? I love and I respect the Father, okay? But I'll be honest with you, from what I've seen him do, it's terrifying. People are so deceived in this place. They think they have power and ability to do things, and they don't. And so they're deceived, okay? It's God that does everything. But once again, what? The fear of God and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. I see that. And I just put all my faith and trust in Christ Jesus and in his Holy Spirit to keep me being so honest in line with his will. And then I'm fine. Everything's fine. Continually fine. As a matter of fact, more than fine. Comforted. Blessed. Continually. I get to see what? The goodness, you know, of God, okay? I get to see his mercy, okay? And I am comforted. I know everything will be okay. But, okay, I'm not foolish, okay? I don't put any confidence in myself. I put all my confidence and faith in the Holy Spirit to guide me through this place. All my faith and trust is in the Spirit, okay? In him. I put everything I got inside the Holy Ghost, okay? Once again, fear God and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you this because you need to be aware of that, because this water is here. I've been witness to this myself, okay? Just like, you know, the Apostle John says there, I've seen it myself, okay? And I've seen it, okay? And it comes. And when that time comes, that's it, okay? That's it, okay? Judgment set, And then you just sit back and you watch the rest of it unfold. And that's it. It's going to happen. Okay? So you need to know that, because you'll go through periods where, just like he says, okay, you're tested. Okay? And you're going to have, Satan's going to come at you. Okay? And he's going to give you, you're going to go through these times of persecution. Okay? But you need to concern yourself with one thing. That's what God thinks. That's it. Are you obeying the Holy Spirit? Fine. Good. Praise God. Okay? All right? Fear him, because he's the one that sets these judgments. And when they come, they don't move. It's his opinion that matters. Not only because he's our Father, okay? Most importantly, above all, okay? But then also, too, because I want to help prevent any sister from falling into this situation. All things are needful for the salvation of a person's soul, but if possible, repent now, okay, and obey him with your whole heart, fear and reverence him, and so that you can bear fruit, okay, but then also so that you won't be subject to these judgments, okay. And then again, just giving you scripture, this is Romans chapter 8, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Okay? That means exactly what it means. Okay? Put all your faith and trust in Christ Jesus. Okay? And in the blessing of his Holy Spirit. Okay? And walk in his Holy Spirit. And you're fine. Okay? Don't walk outside of that. Stay inside Christ Jesus. Stay walking in the Spirit. And you're fine, okay? Fine. And then just to give some more scripture talking about this, you know, a baptism and flood. You see, with Joshua here, this is Joshua 24, verse 14. It says, now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood. And then this is same chapter, verse 2, it says, and Joshua said unto all the people, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, your fathers dwelt on the other side of the flood in old time, even Terah, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor, and they served other gods. And I took your father Abraham from the other side of the flood and led him throughout all the land of Cana, and multiplied his seed, and gave him Isaac. Okay? So you see how he's, because, you know, scripture doesn't talk about, you know, an actual physical flood with Abraham, okay? But you can see, just going back to the scriptures I referenced earlier with his trials, okay? You see how Joshua refers to it, okay? So there's this passing through that takes place, okay, that you want to be aware of. And it's just, it's very important. It's a very good thing. And if you see it happening in your life, you need to, you know, seek God, okay, with your whole heart and get through it, okay? Don't faint, okay? But pass through, okay? And have that real baptism. Once again, just thinking of things that could be helpful. There's a teaching earlier that talks about love. It's titled Love. That prayerfully could be helpful if any sister is going through something like that. Because from what I've seen, it's that love that pulls you through, because they're very hard. Oh, they're hard. I'll be honest with you. Okay, they are. They're very going through these times. But I'm just so grateful. And I just want to glorify God with my whole heart. Because, you know, it's the circumcision. It's like, you know, he pulled me through it. So many, there's been many things where I've gone through this. And, you know, the Lord has pulled me through, you know, by the power of his Holy Spirit. And the way he did it was just so, glorious and beautiful, because he gave me a love, you know, for Christ Jesus that pulled me through by the power of the Holy Spirit to the other side, to where it didn't really matter what was going on. I couldn't faint, you know, because no matter what happened, nothing was worse, you know, than not having him. you know, and he would reveal it to me over time, you know, that getting through it, you know, passing through to the other side, I was going to have more of Christ. And I just knew that that was more precious to me, okay, than anything that was lost, okay, and that was going under the flood, okay. So it gave me the power to get through, you know. And then sure enough, you know, by God's grace and his mercy, I reaped the harvest afterwards. You know, but it was through his spirit that it was performed by him, you know, supernaturally putting a love of Christ Jesus in my heart to get through it. It's all about him. It's all about Christ. You know, so staying focused on him just pulled me through to the other side. So I really pray that that is helpful. Don't be confused. Don't be dismayed. Know exactly what's going on and march out. Just like Jesus, our Lord and Savior, did, where he says, how straitened I am until it be accomplished. Seriously, okay? Rock solid focus, okay? Going straight through, letting nothing stop you, okay? Knowing for absolute certainty what is taking place is very important so that you don't get deceived and overthrown, okay? So I pray that's helpful. Of course, as always, if any beloved sister in Christ has any questions or anything, you can go ahead and contact us. All the information's there on the webpage, okay? Blessings in Christ. Love you. And then also, too, I'm sorry, I just remembered one other thing. Something that I found helpful that I wanted to share with any sister. If you feel like your prayer life is just, like you have so many prayers and you just can't, like, and you're trying to wonder how to pray them. Something that, and it's all according to a person's faith, okay? But I just want to share something that was really helpful for me was a prayer list. The Holy Spirit led me just to write it down. I write it in shorthand so it's private. Nobody can, like, look over it. Because, you know, your prayers are private quite often sometimes. You don't necessarily want everybody knowing, you know, those deep and hidden things that the Lord's working with you on. But he led me just to write a prayer list. And then I could pray and fast and just pray over my prayer list. That way I could have an unlimited number of prayers. And it's really great because it's like, for me anyways, it's like going on a shopping spree. I feel so like free because I can just pray for anything. You know what I mean? You know, according to the will of God, of course, but it's just like, you know, all these things that are within me that I want the Lord to fix, that, you know, all the things that I see that he reveals to me that I need to pray for other people, it's like unlimited because I can just write it down and then just fast and pray over it. But this way I'm not limited by what I can remember or say or things like that. It's just a practical little thing that I found helpful, and I pray it's helpful for any sister that's listening. And also, please add Dragon Slayer Ministries and our household, the Rawls family, to that prayer list. Thank you. And then something else, too, that I wanted to touch upon before we finish up is that when something has been baptized, I mentioned this a little bit, but I want to get a little more detail about it. It's kept by faith. So basically, because it has gone through this like process and you have been through it and you know that deep and inwardly, when you go through these attacks, you just kind of inwardly in your heart and just inwardly you rest on the fact that you know that the Lord took this, whatever it is he did baptize, this work, he took this area of your life through that trial and brought it, you know, out of the water, you know, he brought it through that trial, and you kind of just rest in knowing that he keeps it and maintains it, okay? So it's very different because we do this, in all things we have faith, okay? I'm not trying to say only have faith in these areas, but I'm just trying to explain because what happens is the intensity and the severity of the attacks, especially in times of persecution, are very strong. And you'll find yourself looking and knowing that you can't even, you know, manage to be able to handle the situation sometimes, depending on the severity of the situation and your own strength. And so, and when I talk about, I'm going to be talking about this later on, but I'm just kind of trying to cover a lot of other things. There's so much to cover other things. But I will be talking about times of persecution and the spirit of persecution later on. But these are other things that kind of need to be covered beforehand. So I'll touch on that later. But But when you do go through these seasons, because what I want to explain just on a side note, is you can be going through persecution and fighting a spirit, okay? And the spirit can be attacking things. And it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a person. It can be a person, but that spirit can actually come upon a person and leave a person. And then you can have a spirit of persecution attacking you just in different areas, okay? Where it's just where demons are just attacking you, okay? But it may not be so obvious where a person is coming and attacking you. It could be hidden, okay, and in the spirit. But the Holy Spirit will lead you and teach you in all things. Once again, I'm going to get into that and explain that, from the scriptures a little bit more detail later on. But I want to explain that because you need to know that. You could be going through a trial and you could be suffering persecution and just not know it because it's hidden and it's not just outright with a person coming out and saying things as obviously as, for example, our brothers and sisters overseas. It can be more hidden. But I'll get into that later on. As I'm trying to stay on the focus. But anyways, what I'm trying to explain is when you are going through intense trials or times of judgment and intense persecution, whatever it may be, just tribulation, okay, like scripture talks about, as you go, Lord says you will have tribulation. When you're going through these tribulations, okay, you just have the blessing of being able to rest and know that you went through this trial and that the Lord brought whatever it is that he did through, and you can just rest inwardly in the work that he did. And it's really important because I can attest to this. I've been in situations where it just looked like, I don't know, just really bad, to where it was just like, this is completely, everything is just, looks bad. I don't know how to explain it. Just like outwardly, like, and in the flesh, everything looked horrible and looked like there was no chance, you know, of something or some area of my life enduring, okay? It's like, but inwardly, I knew for fact, utter certainty, okay, because of the walk that I went through with the Lord when he had baptized that area of my life, I'm like, it's going to be fine. I was so calm and cool and just full of faith, rock solid, because I knew that what he had done was not the work of my own hands. I didn't have to stress out. I didn't have to worry to keep it going. None of it. Okay, I just rested and relaxed. I knew for it, and I love that feeling, and you want that, okay? I just want to share that, because things get so hard sometimes, my beloved sisters in Christ, okay? So hard, okay? All right, if you are truly, okay, full of the Spirit, walking in the Spirit and obeying the Word of God and advancing His kingdom, you will fight devils, okay? And it's hard, okay? It's hard. Okay, flesh and blood has no power over those things, okay? But the Holy Spirit is rock solid, okay, and overcomes every time. But you're going to, you know, your outer man is going to die daily, okay? And you just have this power and strength that is supernatural, and it comes from God, and he's the only one that is able to fight demonic forces, to be honest with you, okay? Flesh and blood has no power, okay? Human beings have no power against the kingdom of Satan, okay? It's too strong, okay? But not for the Holy Spirit, okay? He can handle it, of course. He's God, okay? But as you walk through this with him, all of your faith, okay, it needs to be in him when you're in these situations. And then going back to baptism, when you're going through these trials, okay, it just can look horrible outwardly, okay? Hourly, where if any reasonable person were to come to you and you were to tell them what's going on, okay, they would say, you know, run or do something, save it. It's going to, everything's going to collapse upon you or whatever it is, okay, because to the carnal eyes, it just looks horrible, okay. But what happens is inwardly, you just basically believe, and it's a work that only God can do. You can't fake it, okay. And it's a real blessing, okay? And I just want to exhort any sister that's going through a trial, you want this, okay? Because when, you know, the gates of hell, like he says to, you know, Peter, the gates of hell shall not prevail against thee. When the gates of hell are approaching against you, you know, you just get to sit down inwardly and rest and believe in what he took you through. And that you know for certain, okay, that this is a work of God. And he took you through that trial. He took you through that baptism. And he is going to keep and maintain and sustain the situation. All you need to do is believe in what he did. Believe in him. Believe and obey him. That's it. Okay? Because a lot of times what happens is as things are being attacked, Satan's going to tempt you to do things leaning onto your own understanding or change things or give into temptation to save it, okay? But you'll know inwardly because the Holy Spirit will let you know, no, this is mine. I did this, you know, this is not the work of your own hands. This is the work of my hands, you know, speaking of the Spirit, okay? Rest and believe in the work that I performed here. Believe with your whole heart and trust and just keep obeying me. You're going to be fine. And it's just an indescribable, okay, place of rest inwardly. That is utterly priceless. I mean, I just can't share with you how much going through, especially when trials get very severe, how important it is. I mean, honestly, you need to go through these trials and these baptisms because by God's grace, thankfully, you know, he says, you know, abide in me and I in you, for without me you can do nothing, you know. And so you believe and you abide in that vine, he gets you through these baptisms. But you need to obey him because from my own testimony, thankfully by God's grace, you know, because I just believed in the Spirit to carry me through these trials and abiding in him daily, and he took me, you know, from the beginning of the trial all the way through to the end with victory, you know, by his grace and his power alone. But because by, you know, God's grace, he granted me the wisdom to be humble and to abide in the vine daily, okay, and rest and believe in that vine, you know, and obey him every day and get through trials like that. Thankfully, when I've gone through these baptisms, I haven't, you know, once again, I'm giving all praise and honor and glory to God because he did it. Lord knows I can't ever have done something like that. But just by abiding in the vine and getting through these trials, he caused me to finish them, okay? So therefore, when these times of tribulation come, thankfully, I have a place of, you know, just rest because I was faithful, you know, thankfully by God's grace. And I don't have any areas where I was like, I knew he took me through that trial and I didn't do it. You know what I mean? And now this is important and I don't have this work that was needed to be performed in my life and it's not done. I didn't do it. You know what I mean? Type of a thing. I don't have that type of, thankfully, once again, by God's grace, regret because, he, you know, through his grace and power alone and abiding in the vine daily, I'm thankful to have gone through all of the trials and having finished them. Okay. And gotten through to the other side so that everything that he, you know, would take me through to baptize was baptized, okay? And I'm saying that very clearly because I want you to know I honestly have no idea the impact, okay, it would have had upon me if I had entered into these trials and had not finished, okay, and entered into these seasons of persecution and tribulation and had not finished, okay, those baptisms that the Lord had sent me through. Because I look at it and I thank God as I go through these trials, praise God, you know, that he did this and that thankfully, you know, by his grace and power alone, you know, that work was finished. Because now I look at the situation in the midst of, when I'm in the midst of tribulation and I'm like, this is really, really, really bad. And if I didn't have that work performed, you know, within me, like this thing could overthrow me. Okay, I don't know what the impact would have been, you know, because it's so bad and the temptation's so strong. If I didn't have that to rest upon, I would turn onto the work of my own hands, okay, run out, try and save myself or something or do something, I don't know, and Satan utterly would have overthrown me, okay? Okay, I would have completely fallen, okay? I know that for certain, okay? So you need to just hear my exhortation, beloved sisters in Christ, and be obedient, okay? And finish everything that he's placed upon your heart to do, okay? Once again, abide in that vine daily, okay? There's a teaching earlier on called the vine and then love that prayerfully could be helpful, okay? So that you can understand how to get through these trials, but you need to get through them, okay? You need to, okay? Because if this trial is truly of God, you will reach a point in your life here, okay? And this, while you're still on this, in this earth, okay? Where it's going to be needed, okay? It's going to be needed, all right? And you don't want to find yourself in that place, okay, when that trial does come and you have this area where you are lacking. You don't want that, okay? I just, once again, I can't express enough how important these works have been in my life, because if I had gone through that tribulation, I shudder to think about what kind of impact it would have had, not only on me, but my family, if these works, okay, if I had just, you know, ran off and not been obedient to the Spirit and followed through with these baptisms by, you know, the power of God. So anyways, I pray I explained that well. Just really abide in that vine, okay, and obey, okay, the Holy Spirit with all of the works that He's doing in your life. Let them all be finished, okay? Don't be lacking in anything, okay? Everything that He brings into your life, every trial, you need to finish it, okay? And once again, in order to finish, you just rest in Him. He says, without me, ye can do nothing, okay? So just rest and abide in Him. He'll get you through it with His strength and power. I'm not saying it'll be easy, okay? But He will get you to finish, okay? Just keep abiding in that vine and resting in Him so that you can get through to the other side, okay? And I pray that's helpful. And you know, as always, if any sister has any questions, you can, all the contact information is there on the website, okay? I love you, and blessings in Christ.